Good morning. Thank you for listening today. You are listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and it's my honor to be with you and to worship our God with you today. I want to begin in 2 Corinthians this morning. Over the past couple of weeks, our church here, we've started a study through 2 Corinthians, and so I've just been meditating on that through the past 2 weeks, and just wanted to begin this morning in 2 Corinthians 4. If it's okay with you, I want to read the whole chapter today, because as I was reading it this morning, I was like, I don't want to break this up, just because it's so vital and so important, and I feel like it's a word for this morning for us. So let's begin in verse 1. In chapter 4, the words of Paul. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel has failed, it has failed to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," he made this light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, "I believe, therefore I have spoken." Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, he will raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Jesus, this morning, thank you that we are raised up with you, Jesus. Jesus, thank you that we get to see the Father through you, Jesus. Thank you that our very lives are dependent upon what you have done today, Jesus. Lord, so as we begin this week and this morning, we celebrate who you are, what you have done. We just want to love on you this morning, Jesus. We worship your name. And Lord, we lift up this song to you. Cry of dependence, a cry of trust, and a cry of adoration to our Savior today. Sing this out, in Christ alone. in Christ alone. My hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, with striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stay. We stand in you today, Jesus, in Christ alone. Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless being. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died,
mighty, awesome, wonderful. our faith in God. What reveals the Father's love? What can lead the wayward home? What can build a heart of stone? What can free the guilty ones? What can save and overcome?
Sing mighty awesome. No matter what is happening around us today, because you renew our souls daily, day by day. Lord, thank you for doing that. Lord, we need desperate renewal of our souls daily, and only you can do that. Nothing else can do that but you. So Lord, do that in us. Renew our hearts, renew our minds. Give us a deeper love for you and a deeper love, Lord, for those around us. We love you, Jesus. We love you. Thank you for this morning.